Chelsea Green Publishing presents The Coronation, Essays from the COVID Moment, written and read by Charles Eisenstein. That's me. Introduction. In India, I have heard, various faiths have made of COVID a new goddess and installed her on their altars along with the rest. And why not? In pantheistic religions, the gods personify forces of man and nature, mediating the known and the unknowable. A goddess can be placated, propitiated, angered, or appeased, but never can she be conquered nor definitively understood. The essays in this collection approach COVID from multiple directions. In part, these reflect the evolution of my perspective over the last 2 years, but their multiplicity also bespeaks COVID's godlike ungraspability. What is COVID? In these pages, I view it as a religious hysteria, as a disease pandemic, as a tool of totalitarian forces, and as an upheaval of latent Girardian sacrificial dynamics. Each of these lenses affords a view of features invisible from the others, yet none can fully capture the goddess, COVID. That is why, in many of the essays in this book, I step back into a metaphysical vantage point, hesitating to reduce COVID to any one nameable thing. The pattern of reductionism is in large part responsible for this horrifying mess we are in, the reduction of illness to pathogens, the reduction of public health to metrics, the reduction of citizens to medical objects. Let us not repeat the pattern by reducing the COVID phenomenon to one thing also. It is many things. Whatever it is and is not, certainly COVID has wielded a mighty power, transforming society more than anything else in my lifetime. It has been apocalyptic, revealing in stark relief shadowy forces of the collective psyche, and of the individual psyche, and of my psyche. I know I am not alone in having undergone a deep journey in the time of COVID, even a kind of initiation. These essays trace that journey, as each element of the collective psyche finds expression in me. The polar forces that COVID has flushed to the surface match similar hidden conflicts in myself, bubbling up for me to grapple with. These essays, for the most part, don't describe my inner process directly, but they certainly bear its trace. Defiance, despair, resignation, rage, doubt, hope, fear, dismay, conciliation, militancy, each takes its turn as author at some point in this book. By the end, you will see where I have arrived as of
sample complete. Ready to continue?